If you could toilet train a cow, would it help with climate change? There's a question you don't hear often in this program. University of Auckland researchers, alongside some German colleagues, have taught cows how to use a toilet. They trained them to walk to a latrine, rewarded them with the treat if they did it right. Study author Lindsay Matthews is with us. Lindsay, morning.
Morning, Mike.
Super exciting?
Oh, this is just, it was a eureka moment when the cows, you know, first showed they could do it.
Young cows or aged cows, or it doesn't matter how old the cow is?
It wouldn't matter how old. We worked with young ones for just for sort of convenience, and the old cows can learn new tricks.
How long does it take them to learn that this is a thing they've got to do more than once?
Yeah, so the first phase, you know, just associating the toilet with the right place to go, the food, is only 5 to 10 urinations. So it's the number of urinations that count, not number of days or whatever. So, and then when we put them outside the toilet and asked them to go in there, that was another sort of 10 or 15 urinations. So 20, 25 urinations all up, they're good to go.
How many times are they urinating a day on average, normally?
Normally about 10 or 12.
So a couple of days worth of work.
Well, yeah. We obviously, you can't hang around all day waiting for every urination.
Right.
So, we had, that's why it took us, sort of 10, 15 days because we had a shorter period in which to train. But yeah, ultimately we want to automate it. So then you'd better get every urination.
And so the implications for climate change, nitrate on the land, et cetera, have you calculated that?
Well, yeah, we haven't, but I mean, there's some work in Holland that because ammonia is a big problem there in the barns the feces of the urine mixing, and they reckon that if you could capture 80% of the urines, you'd reduce the ammonia by 50%. So, but we haven't done similar modelling here, but it would be substantial for the nitrates going into the water and the nitrous oxide going into the air.
Just real quick, herd size an issue? I mean, if you've got 10 of them, no big deal, but what if you've got 300?
Yeah, or 5-6 million as we have here in New Zealand. So as I say, we need to automate the procedure. We'd automate a system for detecting urination and then connect it automatically to a reward. So we'd have a hands-free training system. That would be the only way to be practical.
Fantastic. Lindsay, well done. Bright people. These are the people. You should ring the government and get ourselves out of a lockdown. They're the sort of people Ian Taylor was talking about the other day. They're people who use the number 8 wire mentality, who box above their weight on the international stage and come up with bright ideas and do great things. Lindsay Matthews is the study author there.